Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
And here we go, the Circus Trip edition of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. Also from the station is my man Scott King to my right, as we broadcast live from the 7th floor of the beautiful Tribune Tower on the magnificent Mile here in the great city of Chicago, where it is 70 degrees on this Thursday.
It's beautiful.
Can you believe that?
It's like a beautiful May afternoon here. It's like the universe wanted us to have a nice podcast today.
So, yeah, that's right. You walk into the studio, or you walk into the Tribune Tower and you've got the big wreath now that they've set up. You know, it's right above the, what would that be, like a half circle. And
they're working on something else in there.
Are they got a Christmas tree going?
They're working on, maybe you didn't see it this morning. They got the scaffolding up. There's people climbing up there, stacking the tree. The tree's awesome.
And it's 70 really degrees. Nice. 70 degrees out.
Something's weird.
I can't. And we're 1 week away from Thanksgiving. There's no such thing as global warming. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm pretty sure you could become president.
I hear it's a Chinese hoax. That's what I've been told. But it is so
China.
Weird. I mean, it's weird that you walk outside, you can be fine in a t-shirt and jeans, and you see Christmas decorations.
No
everywhere.
Jacket necessary today, and you will see Christmas decorations.
Yeah, and the Allstate Studios downstairs, which is on Michigan Avenue that people can actually see into, we just got that decorated
by
Tree Time.
Looks nice. Just walk by there, yeah.
It's really cool, actually. So it's just weird, kind of surreal. So
enjoy it while you can. It's going to be snow on Saturday. It's going to be freezing.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's going to be a quick change there, that's for sure. But as we enjoy the weather here today, the Blackhawks are on their old circus road trip. Did not start off so well on, what would that be, on Monday or on Tuesday? I got my days all screwed up here. I think that was on Monday. It did not start off so well for them. They got beat up pretty good by the Winnipeg Jets, 4-0. Probably one of their worst performances of the year, to be honest with you. But Winnipeg's a very good team. Got a lot of young stars on that team. So, you know, I think they just got caught off guard first game of the trip. It's not the end of the world. We talked about it last week that they do pretty well on the circus trip overall the past few years. So I don't think it's anything to panic about, but that was not pretty.
It was a bad game, and, you know, Crawford had a bad game, who you could argue maybe hasn't had a bad game all year, really. The goaltending has been such a huge part of the winning streak, which a couple games ago ended at 7 games, and then the point streak ended in that loss to Winnipeg at 11 games. So, you know, they were playing really hot, really good hockey, two great streaks. It's going to get snapped sometime, and it's unfortunate it's the first game of the road trip. They must always really come together and get a lot of consistency on the road trip, but this year they already had it. Everyone was already playing well. Defense, yeah. Offense, goaltending, spectacular, sitting in first place in the West, you know. So it was going to happen, and now Friday they'll face a Flames team without Johnny Gaudreau, who's having surgery on his finger.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Nah.
I almost want to cringe when I hear that.
No, thanks.
And not only that, but Calgary's just not a good team. 7-10-1, below .500. So you expect them to get some momentum back there, but you could only play that consistent for so long the way the Hawks were. So bad loss, but they'll move on. They're looking really good right now still.
Yeah, and we're talking 17 games into the season, and it's not the end of the world. But
Tuesday the loss was.
It was Tuesday. Yeah. I was actually just looking at that.
I thought it was more recent.
The election and everything else is still screwing
just
me up.
The
in
weather,
my days.
Everything.
The weather. It's just everything's all weird, you know. And then I kind of forget too that I just saw something. I saw a story come across on Twitter about the Bulls. I even forgot the Bulls are still playing. Like they're playing. They're still playing. They're playing.
You don't hear anything about the Bulls. Three big names.
You don't hear anything about them. So, but they're on their circus trip too, because obviously, you know, if the Blackhawks can't play at the United Center, either can they. And we found out some news this week. The Tribune reported it actually.
Yeah.
That this is going to be indeed the last circus road trip. Apparently, Rocky Wirtz does not want to re-up with Barnum and Bailey and whatever it's called, Barnum and Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. So I don't
people
know.
People juggle and there's lions. I don't know.
I don't know,
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know
exactly.
If the clowns are not as what they used to be.
Are they? We don't even know if they're there like the whole circus trip either. I have no clue. I don't know how like is it every day. It's hard
know.
To draw that a lot of people if they're there for like a week or two straight.
You would think, and I don't feel like the circus market is. Is what it used to be back in the,
no.
You know, maybe the 80s or early 90s.
No, I think Netflix has killed the circus market.
Let me get your thoughts on a circus. I mean, you have a young daughter. Would you just got
I
back
would go.
From Disney.
I enjoy it. You know what I think
would
it's,
you go?
Would
you? I don't like clowns, so that's my deal breaker there.
I think what's happened is, Mike, is the circus has evolved into Cirque du Soleil, which is you have people flying through the air and... You know, doing flips and,
yeah,
and just the beautiful lights and music. It's hard to compete with juggling by a lion. That's when I think of circus. I think of one clown and one guy juggling next to a lion. That's
the one thing that would attract me to go to a circus on during this 2-week period where they have taken over the UC. Got to say that the bear on the mini bicycle or the unicycle, it's always kind of a good act.
Is that a real thing, you think? I always thought that was just in cartoons. Is that a
no,
real
but
thing?
You're supposed to play along with it. Come on.
Well, it could be real. I don't know. Look, I am nobody yes ands around this WGN studios like I
and
do.
It's funny that you mention it because it actually, my old host that I used to work with
what
in Los Angeles on a baseball team, I can't remember if it was high school or maybe it was even college when he used to play at UC Santa Barbara, where they went for some reason to Russia to play baseball. Don't ask me why, but he actually did see a bear on a bicycle / unicycle, whatever it was, riding it. So it's a legit thing.
But that's a different kind of circus in Russia. You're talking about one bad performance, you lose your life.
Is that Barnum and Bailey?
Like everything in Russia.
Is that good enough for Barnum and Bailey? I mean, do they have the money to be able to pull in talent like that?
As much as it might not be that entertaining anymore, I think most people, if you got free tickets, would want to go to a circus, you know.
Free tickets, but
yeah.
In order for the circus
to
continue,
make a whole day of it, yeah, I go back to Netflix. There's so much on TV now.
Yeah, I don't know. The circus has never done it for me. So that's going to be kaput after this year. So the fact that the Hawks have, and again they've been pretty successful on
these
road
trips.
Thing
is,
but
I think
they're probably. I don't think they're anybody's crying over it.
No, but what happens then? Then what's going to become the focal point of each season when they had a better start earlier this year? They look a lot better early and with new players, and they had trouble on special teams, but it all came together in the last few weeks here.
Yeah.
But usually they use a circus trip to get things together. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen now? I don't know.
It's a good point. Every year it always seems like everybody points at the circus trip, and whether that's including, again, I mean, I know this is kind of weird to keep bringing up the Bulls, but including the Bulls too, like, oh, what's going to happen on the circus trip?
I'm sure
it's
similar, yeah.
So it's interesting. I was a little bit surprised, to be honest with you, to hear that or read that earlier this week.
Just because it's been a part of every season for so long
now.
Such
a long time.
So what happens? Maybe you got to just go to random team dinners and random Xbox meetings. I don't know. Some Mario Kart going.
I guess.
It was not just where the fundamental things come together on the ice, but that's when they bond and the new guys get to know the veterans and so on and so forth. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I bet they do some different kind of team events.
And they've always talked about how it is a bonding experience.
Yeah.
Coach Q was on the station earlier this week, said the same thing. And especially when you have a lot of young guys like the Blackhawks do at this moment, that, you know, you don't really, in the beginning of the year, yeah, you have a few small road trips where you spend some time together. But for the most part, you're kind of doing your own thing. But when you have to be forced together for basically 2 weeks, 7 straight games, and you're traveling from Canada to the West Coast, and I believe they got stops in Anaheim, L.A., and everything else. So it should be interesting to see how this last trip wraps up. But I'm pretty confident that they're going to come out. You know, quick little prediction here. I mean, they have Calgary tomorrow. Then after that, they move forward and they've got 5 more games. I say they go. I think they're going to go 4-2-1. I'm confident.
Wow, that's look at those numbers.
Hey.
I definitely think over 500. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Well, if you're Coach Q, what are you happy with? Are you happy with a 3-3-1? Are you happy? You know, like where do you draw the line for like, okay, that's okay, acceptable. Let's go back home.
I think every year he's happy with 500. It's a tough trip. They usually do well, but I think. You know, especially after the start this season, where they are right now, I'm sure he'd be happy with 500.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, that voice there, Scott King from WGN Radio, also from WGN Radio. My name is Mike Jacobson. And we had a great interview on the station yesterday. For those who haven't heard, which I'm assuming most that are listening to this podcast that's Blackhawks Central have, but Brian Bickell, former Blackhawks, spent the better part of 9 seasons here in Chicago. And, you know, he definitely had his ups and his downs. And he was recently diagnosed with MS. He's 30 years old, and this year they traded him along with Teuvo Teravainen to the Carolina Hurricanes. We've known about some of his issues in the past. He's had vertigo, and he didn't seem like he was quite himself a lot of times on the ice. You know, in 2013, that's when he was a potential Conn Smythe winner.
A phenom.
That's where he got the That's where he got the deal where, you know, he's getting paid $6 million a year. And, you know, he had some difficulties. You could tell something wasn't quite right with him. And, you know, a lot of fans got frustrated with him.
A lot of people got on him on social media.
I did too.
You know, and yeah, people in the media, because you had a guy who was so valuable and made such an impact that he was up for the Conn Smythe discussion in 2013. Yeah. And then he gets that big contract. So you expect him to produce every season that way and just be big and go to the net. And he's got good hands. He has a great wrist shot.
Yeah.
So, and then to see him kind of regress, I think.
Get sent down to Rockford.
Get sent down to Rockford last year.
That was
really
tough.
A low point.
That was really tough for him, too. And he talked about that. And you know, he took a lot of grief from a lot of fans, but he was always a class act.
Totally.
And he never lost.
He always talked to the media. Even when things are bad, he'd always talk to us.
I almost feel like he was one of the more revealing hockey players I've ever been around.
I agree. I've said this on the show before, too. When I was starting out and I was a little nervous in the locker room, he's the guy I'd always talk to just because he's very friendly and approachable.
Absolutely.
And that's how he always was, no matter what.
And he's honest.
Yeah, for sure.
And you don't see that very often.
Yeah, he blames himself, or thinks he is playing well and Quenneville wasn't giving him a chance, he would say, you know, I don't know what I need to do, and he would get frustrated. So I think, you know, look, it's you're going to play some clips here, I know, but it's a tough thing, and I'm just glad that on social media you didn't see one person say a bad word about what he's going through.
Absolutely.
I thought that was great because people got on before, like you said, but now this is a tough thing. Everyone knows he's a class act, and everyone's rooting for him.
And speaking of that, you know, with this MS diagnosis, he said that specifically via social media, Instagram, Twitter, and other various, you know, ways you can get a hold of athletes nowadays for the most part. He said he was even getting I talked to him off the air, and he was saying that, you know, people were even sending the Carolina Hurricanes organization just, you know, their emails to them, you know, their PR people.
Sure.
Just, you know, well wishes and everything else. But he specifically talked about Hawks fans and their outpouring support and how much that has actually helped him deal with this MS diagnosis. So here's him with Pete McMurray yesterday here on 720 WGN.
Seeing, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff based my career around is playing hockey and doing the right things off of hockey. And I think, showed the recognition of all the people that appreciated and they just wanted to, you know, send best wishes and thoughts my way.
And when you're dealing with a diagnosis like this, I mean, the support from fans has to be huge. And, you know, I feel like it's a tough place to be in. And 30 years old,
right,
to be dealing with something like this. You don't know what's going to happen with your career. He says he keeps planning on going for a couple more seasons.
Yeah, he does.
We've seen other players deal with MS and play through it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, 30 years old, he's not the youngest guy, but I think, you know, hopefully he can keep going. And, you know, he talks about later in the interview, too, about how he's met some people that are dealing with MS. And he said there's a 78-year-old guy that's had it for 30 years, and he still shoots a 78.
Yeah. And he also in the interview, it's on WGN's website, WGNRadio.com. I implore everyone to listen. It's really good. Pete McMurray did a great job filling in for Steve Cochran. He also said he talked to Josh Harding, who
he
was a goalie for
Minnesota
the Wild.
Goalie.
And, you know, unfortunately for him, and this is, you know, it's very unfortunate and sad to say, but as tough as Harding was, and he was a great backup goalie, and he saw a lot of time. He got a lot of starts, and he was fantastic. But he was diagnosed late 2012, and unfortunately, he last played December 31st of 2013. So it's just tough, and it's one of those things that you can get therapy and take medication that just kind of helps you maybe get through the day to day stuff. It's going to be very, very hard to continue as a professional athlete with this diagnosis.
And also, in the interview, Pete McMurray asked him, you know, when did you know something wasn't quite right? That you knew that, all right, I need to get this checked out, and I just don't feel like myself. Well, I mean, were the symptoms even worse than when he did complain of what we probably know now of symptoms of vertigo? But that was obviously symptoms related back to MS. But yeah, this was the moment where, when he was with Carolina, that he realized, he said, that he needed to get this issue addressed.
I just had some side effects on the ice where, you know, half my one arm or one leg was off, and it wasn't, you know, working like it's been working for the last 20 years. And I'm like, I need to, you know, something's not right.
So that's when he knew that something wasn't quite right. And, you know, naturally, Pete asked him, Pete McMurray, filling in for Steve Cochran, asked, you know, how are you feeling now?
Feeling all right. You know, I'm just taking it day by day right now. And it's a new, you know, experience. I didn't know much about it. And like I said, we're just taking it day by day. And hopefully we can get better to, you know, get back on ice again.
So that's Brian Bickell. And again, if you haven't heard the whole interview, it's well worth your time. It's 8 or 9 minutes, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and,
it's very informative.
It was the first interview he's done. And which I thought it was very cool that he came on with us. He used to be a regular here on WGN Radio when he was with the Blackhawks.
Yep.
He used to call it Breakfast with Bickell every week. Now Brian Campbell's kind of taking that over for the station, but just a great guy and an all around class act. So it's you just wish him the best.
You do.
WGNRadio.com if you want to hear that.
When you listen to the whole interview, and especially those last two clips you just played, you hear a guy who's going through a very tough time, obviously. And you can only be so optimistic about it. And like you said, when you first realized something was wrong, you want to get checked out, his arms and legs aren't working. You're talking about a professional athlete on the ice, and your arms and legs are numb. When you try to move them, your brain's like he's talked about brain signals. Like, you know, that's something you don't even think about. You just think, oh, I'm going to move my arm. And it just happens. But he couldn't really move his arms or legs sometimes. They weren't listening to his brain. So, I mean, what could be scarier than that at that age?
And I know someone, actually, an employee of my father's, whose wife has had this ailment for years, and it comes and goes. And that's what he talks about, too. These symptoms come and go. There's times where you feel 100% fine, and then there's other times where it's really bad. So it all depends, and obviously each and every case varies, but, you know, you wish him nothing but the best, and you just see what happens moving forward. But it's definitely a tough time. I almost feel I wish he was back here for his sake and his family's sake, because I know he lives here in the off season still, that he was back with the Blackhawks, the family that he knows the best. I mean, a lot of people I don't even think have put that into the mix either, or factored this in, that he's in a new organization now too.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
You know, I mean, now he's got to bring his family all the way out there to at least live during the season. You're talking about getting used to a new organization, new stuff. I mean,
yeah, he's trying to establish his presence on a team and keep logging minutes and getting ice time, and now he's not playing because he's battling this. There's on top of what he's dealing with, there's all this pressure to provide for his family and stay in the lineup, stay around the organization. So, yeah, it's such a hard fight he has right now.
And the little things that, like, you know, when you do move to a new organization, you get traded or you sign with someone new, it takes a long time for these guys to adjust, because you've got new equipment managers. You've got new ice to deal with.
Everything.
I mean,
yeah.
Just little things.
That's a great point.
You know, I mean, and everyone's, you know, I'm not saying, I know these guys make millions of dollars and they're professionals, but they're also people, and it takes time to adjust to new settings.
But the same people that say they cry expect them to score 20, 30 goals every season. So,
yeah.
And you can't, it's hard to do that if the equipment manager doesn't know how you like your stick bends, how you like it taped,
yeah,
how you like your, you know, skates cleaned, all this stuff that people don't realize happens behind the scenes. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how it all plays out. I hope he's able to play one, two more seasons, but I hope he will keep his health in mind and what's best for not only him but his family.
Yeah, he's a great, great guy, and we wish him luck.
Moving on here, and we got a few more minutes, so I wanted to squeeze in a couple of fan questions, or at least one of them. We can get at least one in here. If you want to submit fan questions, by the way, we fully encourage it. Our Blackhawks, we haven't even talked about this. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. He is at Scott King Media on Twitter. I'm at Jacobson Radio on Twitter. You can submit them that way. But the best way is probably our Facebook page. We got a lot of likes on that page. That's Scott does a great job with maintaining that. Also, check out Scott's blog at WGNRadio.com. It's called The Chelsea Blogger. He does great work there as well. So, fan question for today, Blake Joseph. He's asking about, I like to say Schmaltzy.
It's a great name.
Schmaltzy. Schmaltzy makes little to no impact on the game. Is there anyone in Rockford that he thinks should get a shot?
Well, first I advise...
Referring to Q, because now I'm talking to Schmaltzy.
Get a shot. First, I advise against... You don't ever want to make statements in your questions, because you can be wrong when you make a statement then ask a question. I understand what he's saying, and it's a fair question, Blake. Early in his season, I thought that he was not noticeable at all. I actually thought he was on a bubble for whether he would make the team or not. Yeah. So that's what I thought early on. But lately, I thought he's been very noticeable. I think he's been making a lot of good plays, and you know, he's been getting time on a top line.
Q likes him.
He doesn't. You don't get time playing with now Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews on a first line again, like years of old.
Play both sides too. You play both sides.
And so I think because you see him there, and also look, Sunday that was a huge win against the Canadiens, the top team in the league, and you know, he assisted on Marian Hossa's game tying goal. He had a great shot, might have been even a slap shot, but great shot from pretty far away, and then Hossa put it in. So I think he's been a lot more noticeable, and you ask who could get a shot instead of him. But that's also fair, because not just him, but right now there's one rookie kind of that's the odd man out. It's been Hartman recently, but it's either going to be Schmaltz or Hartman or Hinostroza. Hinostroza, we're going to find out later today if he's hurt from taking that hit from Morrissey. And Winnipeg took a big hit, but he's been playing well also. He's been playing on top line, looking great, generating a lot of speed. I think, you know, a guy that if one of these younger guys, one of the rookies gets hurt, whether it's Schmaltz or the other guys I just mentioned, I think Tanner Carroll will probably be the guy you see come up. He has experience playing with the Hawks. He's 2 points shy of the team lead with 8 points. You know, not a lot, but
name should sound familiar.
Yeah, he's played, and
he's been up here before.
He's a lot like, you know, he's maybe a combination of Schmaltz and and Hinostroza. He's got some really good speed, and he's got hands. I know Q likes him a little bit, so I think when another guy gets a chance, it might be him.
And by the way, does Marian Hossa have a permanent seat at the Fountain of Youth?
I think he does. He's playing great.
Is he just straight to the veins now? The guy is unbelievable.
No, he's been unreal. It's,
ever since he got that monkey off his back with the 500 goals, I think that was huge. I don't know how that doesn't mentally hang over you.
Because now you're just climbing up in like all-time numbers. He just went to 40th for all-time goals with 508.
It's unbelievable.
So he's just climbing up. He's got Hall of Fame in the bag. Everybody loves him, and he's just
playing great hockey. How many seasons do you think he's got left?
Two.
Two solid ones? Do you don't think he's going to hang on? Do you think he...
Yeah, see that in hockey, don't you? You see a couple, like two victory lap seasons.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think he would do that to the team. I think, you know, he's 37 right now. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he would do that to the team, have too much of a victory lap season. I think he has this season, which, you know, we're still just at the circus strip now. Mm-hmm. So, and I think he could have a decent season next year. And the following year, you know, maybe he's happy with how next season ends. You never know if they get another cup or not. They could get one this year, the way they've been playing. I think this next season, and then maybe hangs him up.
12th overall draft pick in the 1997 draft.
Jeez.
That makes me feel old. And on that note,
how do you think it makes him feel?
Yeah, no kidding. Especially around all these young guys that the Blackhawks currently have on the roster. It's got to be a little bit weird for him, but kind of cool too.
You know, I think he probably likes advising them a little bit, take them under his wing.
The fact that you feel old is when you look at Brian Campbell, and he's one of the veterans, like the real veteran that young guys 21, 22, 23 are going to ask him questions.
No, I agree. I was looking at his stats the other day. What's he played? He's been like in the league for like 17 years.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
And he doesn't look that old or play that old at all.
Still skate.
Yeah.
I can still skate. Well, that'll put a bow on it here for the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. Again, he is Scott King. Follow him on Twitter at Scott King Media. I am Mike Jacobson, Jacobson Radio on Twitter. Also, you can follow us again, Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy. We are taking a week off next week due to the Turkey Day festivities, but we will be back after that and get you caught up on everything Hawks. And they'll be back home by that time after the circus trip is over. So we'll talk to you then.